This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, the first Denny's WHL Player of the Week of the new season is Finnish import defenseman Julius Honka of the Swift Current Broncos. A solid start for him. He'll be our guest later on. Calgary Hitmen's Jake Virtanen and one of the top draft-eligible forwards of the WHL this season, the former first overall Bantam pick, will discuss a big year ahead. And WHL Director of Officiating Kevin Minch fills us in on some of the changes to watch for this year. Well, it's a big year ahead for Calgary Hitmen forward Jake Virtanen, who starts his second season in the Western Hockey League with Calgary. Jake, big year for you. It's your draft year. How are you handling everything here so far?
Yeah, obviously it's going to be a big year coming up. Obviously, it's my draft year, so far it's been really good. Camp was great, and had a good start to the season so far. Preseason was good, and we're just getting the season starting off. We had a tough loss against Edmonton, so. We're just ready to come out of here and play Red Deer on Saturday.
Jake, you're the first overall pick there from Calgary from a couple of years ago. And we mentioned your draft year. How much pressure do you put on yourself, or is there enough to go around already? You don't have to do that.
Yeah, you know what? There's a little bit of pressure, but obviously it's in the back of my mind that it's going to have to be one of my biggest years of my life, but I'm just going to try to focus on the Calgary Hitmen hockey right now and, you know, just take it step by step and game by game and, you know, just play Hitmen hockey. And team success comes first and then individual success. So I'm going to try to take that and just work with it.
You had a pretty good rookie campaign, but now that you're a year older, a year wiser, and a year bigger, what parts of your game do you think have improved from last year moving forward?
I had a slow start to the season, obviously, a little bit, but then right after Christmas, I amped it up and I had a good end to the season, and I finished off pretty good. So I think just my D-zone coverage and my stopping and starting, I think I really improved on that, and just the little things, I think, just the little details and the stuff that Mike wanted me to work on was just the little things. So overall, it was a really good rookie season.
We had the 2012 first-round pick on the show last week, Matthew Barzal in Seattle. Now that you've gone through a year and know what to expect, what kind of advice could you pass on to Matthew, do you think, down in Seattle?
Yeah, obviously, I know Matt pretty good. I played against him pretty much my whole minor hockey, so I know him pretty well. But, he's obviously a skilled player. He pretty much predicts the game, so... He's a totally good player out there. You know, he predicts the game, and I think just working hard every shift and just working on the little details, I think that helped me a lot. And being a stronger and bigger player, I think he's more of a skilled guy. So I think just him playing his own game and scoring goals is what he does. So I think if he just does that, he'll be great.
Finally, Jake, drop some names here. Who in that Calgary lineup up front or in the organization are you looking up to and trying to gain any advice or experience you can from?
Last year, I looked up to Cody Sylvester and Brooks Masek, and they gave me some good advice as well. And this year, I think it's Brady Brassard. He's in Tampa Bay. Well, he was at Tampa Bay camp, and he's trying out for the AHL team right now. So. He last year he was a big impact, and he's a great player, and he just is an all around player, and as well as Jayden Risling, he's a great leader, and he's a great player on ice, and he really shows leadership off the ice as well. So that's just kind of player I want to be as well.
Well, Jake, look forward to your season here ahead with Calgary. Thanks for doing this, and good luck the rest of the way. Okay, thanks, Jake.
Yeah, thank you so much.
The best players in hockey's best development league. World-class coaching, top-notch facilities, passionate fans. This is the Western Hockey League. Former Kelowna Rockets defenseman, now starring with the Nashville Predators, Shea Weber.
It definitely preps you for the NHL game. They're very similar schedule styles and everything as far as on the ice and off the ice. They make sure that you're ready and prepared to play in the NHL.
Weber with a drive, he scores! Right off the faceoff!
Former Saskatoon Blades defenseman, now with the Colorado Avalanche, Stephen Elliott.
I chose the Western Hockey League because it's the best junior hockey league out there, and it provides the best competition and prepares you the best for the NHL.
Elliott moves across. It's shot! Goal! How about that? After a great great defensive play. He scored the go-ahead goal, Stefan Elliott.
The Western Hockey League. It's time.
There's 8 new referees in the WHL this season, 16 over the last 2 years. One of the jobs for the director of officiating, Kevin Minch, is to develop officiating in the league and also educate the players on the standard in which the game is called. We spoke this week. Well, Kevin Minch is making his rounds as the director of officiating for the WHL as WHL tries to hit up all 22 member clubs early in the season, and we catch up with Kevin here in Kamloops to give the annual presentation, I guess, to each team's players.
Yeah, John, at the start of every season, Kevin Atchison and myself make rounds visiting the teams, talking about penalty standards, maybe some new rules, some areas of emphasis, just to make sure that the players are understanding how the league expects the game to be played on the ice, and ensuring then that the players and the coaches are receiving the message that's delivered to the referees. So when everybody gets on the ice together, everybody's expecting the same outcome.
Now, there's a couple different variances of penalties and review this year for our fans that watch the games, come to the games. There's some new things to expect. Tell us what some of the new twists are on things.
Sure. We've got two rule changes this year. First off is with our video goal judge system. We have a rule in place from past years that if you hand pass the puck or high stick the puck directly into the net, a goal can't be scored in that situation. We've added to that now saying that if you hand pass or high stick a puck to a teammate in the attacking zone, if he subsequently scores off of that pass, then the goal can't be counted either. So that's an addition there. The other rule is we have a double minor for boarding. We currently have a double minor for checking from behind based on a player turning and getting injured. And we've added a double minor for boarding where sometimes a player, the level of the injury is not that significant. Perhaps he gets thrown into the boards. It's not a significantly dangerous hit, but because of a slight cut in the lip or maybe a visor cut on the nose, it had to automatically go to a major in game misconduct. Now, if it's a minimal injury such as that, it's going to be a double minor.
And I'm sure there's still a lot of vigilance on the calling of the checks to the head. We've seen that in the preseason and already in the regular season.
Oh, certainly. Area of emphasis for dealing with player safety. If it's checking to the head, checking from behind, certainly those are key areas of focus for the officials. It's areas we want the players to be aware of. We really encourage the players to be participants in their own safety, making sure that they understand they've got to try not to put themselves in a position to take a bad hit. So working with the players, working with the coaches, working with the officials, areas of emphasis with checking to the head, checking from behind, we're really hoping to eliminate those from the game.
It's probably nice to come around on off days around teams to touch base with coaches and general managers, not in the heat of the battle, and a chance to, you know, have good conversation.
Well, I think it's real important for everybody to understand. We know this is all a partnership. We're all in this business together, and the more we can work together, the more we have a better understanding of the expectation of how the game needs to be played. I think it's more successful for everyone. So certainly these team visits are real important just to build a rapport and help everybody understand what the role is of the official, what the penalties standard is expected, and how we're hoping the players can be on the ice.
Great, Kevin. Always good to catch up with you and get the thoughts to bring in the brand new season. We appreciate your time here on WHL this week.
Thanks, John.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Well, Julius Honka is a name you're bound to get to know this season. The Swift Current Bronco import defenseman picked up 5 points in the opening 2 games to be named the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. Sean Mullins sat down with him.
Well, first of all, congratulations on being named Western Hockey League Player of the Week in your first week of regular season play at this level. How does that feel?
It feels good. I mean, like, I appreciate that, and it's been a great start for our season.
Talk about your first 2 games. Certainly were able to put some points up and help the team to a couple of wins. Just what were the games like for you?
It's been good. We have been played a good hockey, and it's been a great start for our team.
On NHL Central Scouting's watch list, the preliminary rankings as an A prospect, what does it mean to you to be on the radar that way, know that you're going to be watched like that by scouts?
It's mean a lot. It's been a big dream, like all my years I've been playing hockey, and it's mean a lot.
Now you've made the transition to North America here over the last month. Just describe what that change has been like for you to go from living back at home to Finland to making the move to a small town, Saskatchewan. How has the transition been for you?
It's feeling good. Like, this transition it's been great, and I like this hockey here, and it's been great.
What are some of the differences from home?
This culture is a little bit different, so people here watch a little bit more hockey think that is the biggest thing.
Does it help that you have a fellow countryman in Eetu Loorikainen that you can talk to and sort of make the transition easier? I know you live with him as well.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit easier. We can discuss like things like each other and a little bit easier.
Thanks a lot, and congratulations on the award.
Thank you.
And that's the show. Thanks to our guests, Jake Bertanen, Kevin Minch, as well as Julius Honka, and thanks to Sean Mullen for his help. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.